We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights of morning news.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Peter Dara. It's Monday, April 8th, 2024. Champaign will experience a partial solar eclipse of 98% totality today. In areas of complete totality, the moon will perfectly align with the sun and cast a shadow over the planet. The partial eclipse will start approximately at 12:47 p.m. and reach its maximum point at 2:05 p.m. Viewers are strongly advised to wear certified eclipse safety glasses to see the event, and never to use a device filter. Improper glasses or staring directly at the sky. Free eclipse safety glasses will be available at the Champaign Public Library. The Champaign-Urbana community is honoring activist and U of I professor Dr. William Patterson, who died suddenly this week at the age of 58. Patterson posthumously received a Distinguished Alumni Award from the CU Foundation, eliciting emotional response from many in the audience. A celebration of life ceremony for Patterson will be held at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts on April 14th from 3 to 7 p.m. Patterson taught at the university's School of Music and was an associate director at the Bruce Nebbitt African American Cultural Center. He was well known for directing the Hip Hop Express Bus, which traveled to underprivileged areas to counteract social issues and encourage education using music. Beyond the university, Patterson held leadership positions in the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club in Champaign. The Champaign Public Library is getting a new space-themed art installation. Community-based artist Adrian Binkley Donley's Space, the Milky Way, Two Ways will be on display for National Library Week from April 7th to the 13th. Binkley Donley attributes her love of space to her childhood in Tampa, where she would see space shuttles while riding her bike to school and gaze at the stars from her driveway. Her art is meant to convey the beauty of the Milky Way. The exhibit will also be displayed for the Boneyard Arts Festival from April 12th to the 14th, and the Read for the Stars Reading Challenge event from May 15th to August 15th. The Marching Illini is celebrating the birthday of a former band member who turned 107 years old on Friday. Band members surprised Dick Kogel with a personal concert at his house. During his time in the marching band, Kogel played bass drum, cymbals, and timpani under Albert Austin Harding, the first band director at the university. Kogel graduated from the university in 1940. 6 years ago, a then 101-year-old Kogel returned to be part of the Marching Illini's 150th anniversary and played bass drum at the halftime show. Kogel is considered to be the oldest living Marching Illini alum at 107 years old. Contributing reporting for our newscast was provided by Adeline Moy, Stephanie Orellana, Joaquim O'Malley Macias, and Peter Dara. Our deputy news directors are Alyssa Eden and Caitlin Devitt, and our news director is Ethan Oscroba. For WPGU News, I'm Peter Dara.